I guess I'll talk about what I think size should be in the industry rather than in my herd. We have facilities that are kind of designed for big cows, and we get along just fine with big cows. But I think extra large cows, extra tall cows, just don't do well in most facilities today simply because the facility's too small for them. They lay uncomfortably, they're in the milking parlor cramped, and this causes stress and injury and discomfort, which makes them not perform real well. So probably we can't change all the facilities, so probably the right thing is uniformity. And I think maybe Holstein Association has hit the nail right on the head when they discriminate for cows that are too tall and cows that are too short. And so I think uniformity fits a uniform facility, and maybe that's the kind of cow we should be. One of the things that we hear a lot of criticism on is the shows. The shows are selecting cows that are too big. And I think in defense of the judges, that's not quite an accurate statement. When we go out there, get in the middle of the ring and have to make placings and give reasonable reasons for why we've done that. First thing I look at, and I think most judges, we want to make sure the cows are mobile. Can they all walk? And big cows and little cows can all do that. But the next thing is dairy character and or dairy strength, as we want to call it today. And I interpret that dairy character as the looks of a cow that she will milk. You want a cow that looks like she's going to produce high, and you want a cow that's strong enough to sustain that. And maybe the second part of that is the most important, enough strength to sustain it. So that involves quite a lot of different things. Number one, we give credit to a wide front end. We give credit to a wide rear end, a wide rear udder, a capacious barrel. We want, and that's a long barrel, a wide barrel, and a deep barrel. We give credit to a long sweeping rib. That's a deep cow. We want an upstanding cow that carries her udder up off the ground out of harm's way. Now, having said all that, what kind of a cow has all those things? A big, tall cow. So we didn't place that cow first because she was big. We placed her first because she was deeper. She had a wider rear udder. She was wider in the front end. And it puts a judge in a tough spot when you're in the middle of the ring. I don't want to be the first judge to have to get in the ring and say, this cow I'm putting in second today has got the best udder in the class. She's deeper and wider in the front end. She's a very angular ribbed cow, but she's just too damn tall, so she has to be second. I don't want to be the judge that has to say that, but I'm afraid that if getting too big is a big problem, then our show should go along with what the breed wants. And if we really think that's a problem, then maybe we need to put something in the shows a little bit similar to what Holstein does. And say if they're too big, they're too big. I don't know how else you cure it, because when you're in the middle of the ring, those bigger cows have all the things that you want, and you don't put them up there because they're bigger. You put them up there because they're wider and deeper and longer and all those things.